It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago. With news and commentary from across the heartland of America, our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
This is the National Day of Prayer. President Eisenhower was in the White House when this began in 1952. Designated by Congress to be observed the first Thursday of May, the nation is urged to, quote, turn to God in prayer and meditation. Some group 7 years ago challenged the constitutionality of the National Day of Prayer, and they lost. The cost of borrowing, it appears, will continue to head higher. That was the hint from the Federal Reserve yesterday. They watch inflation, and inflation is creeping up. That's making the Fed more confident about raising interest rates. They held the key interest rate steady in their two-day meeting this week, but they noted inflation has climbed close to the 2% goal they have, paving the way for another rate hike at their meeting next month. From This Week in Agribusiness, the word from the annual Kansas Wheat Tour is that that state could actually still wind up with an average wheat crop this year, despite the adverse conditions the crop has had to endure thus far. Rain this month will be key. That was the assessment last night by a Kansas State University agronomist. Romulo Lolato reported at the Wheat Tour stop in Wichita that the recent rains are helping, and that if weather is similar to 2 years ago, when rains began on the 2nd of May, it could, in fact, be an average wheat crop in Kansas. Lolato noted that despite the drought stress that year, grain fill conditions were still very good. The Iowa-based Hy-Vee supermarket chain is now offering health insurance and other benefits to its 58,000 part-time workers. The bottom line is they need the employees. Spouses and dependents are covered in this insurance for the part-timers at Hy-Vee. Pet insurance is also among the options. For the region they call Kentuckiana, May is the wettest month of the year. And on 6 of the last 8 Derby days in Louisville, Kentucky, it has rained. At least some point during the day they got rain. And it could again this year. Forecasters have pegged better than 50-50 odds for rain on Saturday in Louisville. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.